letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4,945. Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Harav HaChosid, with the titles Moreinu Michoel Yehuda Aryeh Leib Sheyichya HaKoyen. Shalom Avracha. I'm confirming receiving your Pidyon Nefesh, your redemption of soul note in timely, and also now your letter dated the 3rd of Kislev, and you're giving the good news of the peace that the Hasidim are okay. Not sure whether he's talking about those who went to join in the army, or generally speaking, whether it impacted the the people in Israel itself. But the Rebbe says this is all connected to the war that was taking place at the time in the aftermath of the Sinai situation that's called the Miftza Sinai. And the Rebbe says it is my strong hope that, notwithstanding all the doubts that the people have in this matter, that you will utilize these days, the special days of the month of Kislev in general, especially this clear day of Yutes Kislev, which is our redemption and the redemption of our soul, to strengthen all matters of spreading the wellspring on the outside. And the Rebbe says, my intention is to you specifically, just as to each and every one of the Hasidim specifically, amongst all Hasidim, the creator of the world and its leader. The Rebbe means that he's also intending for the creator of the world and the leader. It seems a little bit out of context over here. The Rebbe says, I mean each one of the Hasidim, what this is the utilized these days, because these words are repeated again. The Rebbe says, "Lay it be the will that very soon the fulfillment of the promise of the creator of the world and the one who leads it." I'm inclined to say that these words crept in here by mistake. And the Rebbe prays that very soon should be fulfilled the promise of the creator in the world and the one who leads it. As the Rambam writes, that the Jewish people will sit securely. You know, actually it was a mistake in the copy I was reading for. I looked in the original book. It doesn't have these extra words. Copy, I guess it got mixed up. Okay. So what is the bracha of the Rebbe? That the fulfillment of the creator of the world and the leader of the world, which is Hashem, as the Rambam writes, what is the blessing? What is the promise? That the Jewish people will be able to sit securely in their land. And they're going to be relaxed from any governments. And they'll find peace, tranquility, and they will increase in wisdom, etc. Because the world will be full with knowledge of Hashem. And it says that Hashem will remove the stone of heart from your flesh. You will become sensitive, as the Rambam writes at length. So he wants the promise, the Rebbe blesses for the promise of Hashem, when we won't have to worry about the nations of the world. And Beis the Rebbe says that it's known that all the details of the Torah are a lesson. This Torah means a lesson. So over here, this is also a lesson that the Rambam explains these matters in the laws of Teshuva and in the laws of King in the end and conclusion of the Sefer Mishneh Torah. I think what the Rebbe is saying here, that these promises come as we do Teshuva, because the Rambam brings it in Teshuva, and he also brings it in Hilchos Melachim at the end, in which we talk about the King Mashiach. I think the Rebbe is saying, so this is the promise. It's relevant. The Rebbe is basically blessing them that not to weaken themselves, not despite all the doubts, should utilize and do as much as you can. And the Rebbe prays for the Festival of Redemption for good news and details from everything that's going on in the Hasidim, especially those residents of Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe quotes the Pasuk, Asher Shom Tzivas Hashem as Abrocha Chaim Ad Olam. The Eibishter commanded the blessings there, life for eternity. That's the people that have that live in Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe blesses him for success in all of the above. So the Rebbe speaks to him that not to weaken their resolve, not to weaken their activities because of the situation. The Rebbe says, on the contrary, this is something which is even more important, and they should continue the activities of spreading, especially the Rebbe talks about Yutas Kislev, to make a celebration. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing and asking them to give the Rebbe in the report in detail from all that is happening.